Uwe, that's a tough day at the office for you, I think.
Especially how the game went. The game have not even started, we 1-0 down. After that, we cut them wide open. We are the better team. But the last little bit of quality, and the last pass, the last shot, the last cross, and obviously a little bit bad luck with the header on the bar, didn't allow us to get a well-deserved equaliser. What only disappoints me is the second goal is a free header. They had another chance from another free header. I think in both boxes we can have been better. They have in both boxes more quality than we have. And that cost us today in terms of ability to fight, to try to come back into the game, to want to play. I can't criticise any of my players because they gave me a lot today against the best team. But that last little bit of quality we didn't have. We had to take off Kyle Dempsey because of concussion. And when you are missing then 3-4 players, we can't cope. Mm. And that is what everybody see now. And that has to be addressed in January.
You've conceded quite a number of goals from set pieces. It's something we've talked about. It just doesn't seem to go away, that issue, does it?
No, and I promise you, we spend a lot of time on this. But there's a great delivery and a move, and we got caught sleeping. But I have to say, when I would stay here and my team wouldn't dry, then I would have a problem, or we would have a problem. But that is definitely not the case, and I think Wigan is very, very fortunate to come in half time with a 2-0 lead.
And as you quite rightly relate to, there's a couple of big opportunities there, particularly when Jack Sowerby's breaking free and Devante's just looking for the little side ball, isn't he, to go on and hopefully to score. Games change, don't they, on issues like that.
Yeah, and I think that is what I'm talking about. We having players now who just come from non-league, and they're coming from non-league being in the development team and now stepping up against players who play championship football, you know, and they're doing well, but in those decisive moments offensively and defensively, Wigan had far more quality than we had.
And the second half, you've made a positive substitution at half time. You always want your substitutes to have an effect, and unfortunately today was one of those days where it didn't quite work out.
Yeah, I was hoping that we can turn the tie. I know the game would be really wide open, but I fancy us. I wasn't planning to take Sheikh Sowerby off because he played well, but he had cramps again. But to bring Ashanto on and Jordi, of course, have three strikers on the pitch. But we are not the only team who get defeated at the DW this season. And it's just for us now, stay calm, make everything right now in preparation for Thursday, because that is a big game for us.
Your demeanour after this is more positive than, you know, the anger and frustration that we saw after the Walsall game.
Yeah, because Walsall was completely different. We can't compare that game today with the Walsall game, completely different, because today we played some decent stuff, especially in the first half. But the goals deciding games, and I think for our young team, I was fearing that when the second goal goes in with their quality, I was fearing that you can go under, but we didn't, and that is obviously positive for us.
Do you think the balance is right in your squad in terms of the blend between youth and experience?
I think it's important now to not go pointing fingers or go over the board. We all responsible for that, and we will always be a club who will be on the development side more than on the side where you're going for experienced players, because that is the model of our football club. Through those injuries, we got out of balance. And in the moment, we have problems to cope.
I'm just thinking that obviously with the transfer window coming round, and
against top,
you know, you may have an opportunity to address the imbalance if you think there is one.
I think we have to, because I said it 4 weeks ago. We're looking over our shoulder.
Just want to ask you about Aidan O'Neill not in the squad. Is that an injury issue for you?
Injury issue.
Long term?
No, I don't think so.
So hopefully maybe in contention on Thursday.
I hope so, yeah. But there's an issue again with Cal Dempsey now. So it's not getting easier, that's for sure. But we are okay.